into idiosyncratic. It's been like, I don't know, fucking years. Actually, right before this recording, I did another recording with Matthew. Do you remember Matthew from high school, by any chance?
I don't think so.
Anyways, well, I posted up another episode where I interviewed Matthew and whatever he's up to. Whatever he's up to. He's up to the same thing. He's just being a DJ. He's a graphic designer. And he still plays a shitload of video games. So, yeah, if you want to check out that episode, that got posted today on the 15th of September 2021. And if you haven't noticed, it's been a while. I was one of the, like, we were one of those podcasts that just did, like, 5 episodes and then stopped. I don't even know if we did a 5th episode. If anything, I posted the last one. So that should be good enough. But, yeah, I'd say a lot of things have changed. I mean, there was, like, a whole pandemic that happened and stuff like that. And you moved to San Antonio.
Yeah, we're older. We're wiser.
Dude, I don't know about you. I didn't fucking age. Like, I didn't age at all, dude. Like, I'm still 30. Like, what is it called? Like, Joey and Friends, where he's just like, dude, oh, man, me and God, we got a new deal, bro. I just don't age no more, man. But how does it feel to be 30? Or what are you, 32?
Yeah, I'm actually 32. Oh,
man, I should know. I was there at your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Was I supposed to be there? I was there anyway. I don't know. So I tend to crash people's birthdays uninvited, you know, just, you know, I like cake and I like free food, you know. So yeah, what does it feel like to be 32?
Feels the same as being 30. I mean, I almost don't really.
And what did that feel like?
You don't feel young anymore. That's all I can say.
I don't know about that, dude. I still feel like really fucking young. In fact, I'm not. The feelings aren't there, but then the feelings are there. Like, I don't know how to say that. Like, my soul, my heart. I don't feel old, but when I run, bro, shit, man. Like, I hear all sorts of, like, well, I'm interrupting myself. So, like, I've always had, like, a rickety kind of, like, crackly body. Like, it's just, like, it felt older than before, but now it just feels, like, even older. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. This past week, I mean, I slept wrong, and I had to suffer for a week. Now I can finally move my head around.
I've been popping my neck, like, uncontrollably. I'm just, like, if I sleep wrong, do you sleep on your back or do you sleep on your stomach?
Who sleeps on their stomach? But no, I sleep on my side.
Fuck you, dude. I sleep on my stomach, dude. Like,
that's just weird.
Groin to the mattress, dude. Like, I have my groin to the mattress. I lift at least one leg up, like all the way up, like Spider-Man scaling a building. And I have my arms in a Superman position, like all the time. Maybe that's why I have neck problems.
Probably. That doesn't sound comfortable at all.
So, how can I describe this in audio form? So, I lay down. Is it straddle? Or I'm in the prone position. There we go.
There we go. That's a good one.
I'm in the prone position. And then I point one of my feet all the way down, like I'm reaching to hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I point my foot all the way down, and I lift my other leg up, and it switches. Like, I switch back and forth, left or right. It doesn't matter. As long as I get, like, you know what I mean? Because I can't stay like that. Or, you know, I'll have, like, some type of rigor mortis. Or, I'm not dead yet, but some type of rigor happened to my body. But, and then I have my other leg just, like, all the way up, like, where it's almost, like a butterfly position.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, like, a stretch, right?
Yeah.
For your groin? Yeah, okay. So that position, like, one of the legs is, like, in that position. And then I have a pillow on my face, but my head is always either tilted to the left or to the right because, you know, I need to breathe.
Do you?
And, huh?
Do you?
I can breathe, but we'll talk about that in a second. I know you have some stories, but, like, I and then I put one of my arms, like, just shoved, like shoved so deep, like under my pillow, and the other arm's just like kind of like flailing wherever the, you know what I mean, right next to the leg and stuff like that. And that's the way I sleep. I'm basically humping my mattress. I don't know. Feels good. But you sleep on your side?
Yeah. I use a body pillow.
I mean, I have body pillows, but I don't use them like that.
Like, I lay to the side and I just kind of like grapple it and I just go to sleep.
Okay, so I do that, but instead of having the pillow on my body, it's under my head. Does that make sense? Not me?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, you use it as a pillow, as a head pillow as well?
Yeah, but I'm like kind of like choking it as well.
Yeah. I think I did that like this past week and I probably fucked up my neck like that.
And the thing is, dude, I've been trying to, like, switch it up. I'm trying to act like we haven't, like, not podcasted for, like, about like, a couple of years. But, I mean, fuck. I've tried to sleep on my back because I think that's the way you're supposed to sleep. But, dude, it's, like, damn near impossible. Like, my back hurts even more. And I've tried putting a pillow under the lumbar part of my spine. Nah, dude. That shit.
Yeah, no. You can't last like that, like, for more than 30 minutes.
Dude, 30 minutes, dude. That's like a marathon, bro. Like, maybe like 5, dude. Like, I get pissed off immediately. It's just like... And you know what? This goes back to something that you told me. You remember when you were telling me, like, hey, do you ever do hip thrusts, like, when you work out?
Was that me?
Yeah, that was totally you. Like, you remember that one position that you were talking about where you have, like, the bar, like, right there, kind of, like, right above your groin?
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I see a lot of people doing that. Or there's kind of like squatting down,
dude,
a little bit.
I said no, but like, dude, I'm also like I have like the worst posture in the world, and I'm realizing now that you should probably do a shitload of hip thrusts for that exact reason. I'm just like, dude, every time I stand up straight, because like I have horrible posture. I'm even fixing it right now. But yeah, dude, you're supposed to just like stand up with your like dick like right out. You know what I mean, just hump in the air, man. That's the way to go. You feel a lot better. And I'm wrong. You know, I'm wrong sometimes. But that's to say, like, when you sleep, you should also be in that position. And I've been considering buying like expensive like lumbar pillows or some shit like that, so I can just like, you know, have some rest. But I mean, if I can't even last on my back for like 4 or 5 minutes, I mean, what's the point? Yeah, that's what she said. Anyway. Yeah. So what's been different with you? I mean, like, it's a whole new city. You moved to a whole new city. You left me all alone. Now I'm crying in my bed about my back pain and shit. What's been up, dude?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's I kind of moved at a shitty time because of the pandemic. I mean, it's still going on, but it was a lot worse at the time. Where, you know, not a lot of places were open and nobody wanted to go anywhere. I mean, I didn't. But, yeah, slowly, little by little, getting to experience.
Yeah, but you made it work, man. I mean, like, a lot of people just could, a lot of people in the same position probably would have just been like, ah, nah, dude, I ain't moving. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm just going to stay here and stuff like that. You did it. So, I mean, I think that's great. So, I mean, I don't think you're giving yourself too much, like, enough credit. But yeah, I mean, you did something that not a lot of people did. Or if you're like, you know what I mean, if you're on the wrong side, it's like where everybody did it. I don't think anybody. Well, you know what? I mean, people are moving to Texas and shit. Or that's the story, that a bunch of like Californians are moving over to Texas.
Well, I don't know what with the new laws now. I think everybody kind of wants to move away from
Isn't
Texas.
Isn't that why people want to move to Texas? Like, I don't know, dude. Like they didn't know like Texas was like super conservative or.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know too much about the subject, but of course, like, that abortion law just passed, so that turned off a lot of people, I think.
You know what? That transitions into our, like, most famous subject. Let's talk about abortion. No, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't really have an opinion on it, but yeah. I don't even know what's in the bill, to be honest, and you know what? Like, I mean... I just don't know what to say about it. I knew this was somehow going to come up, but I was just like, I never prepared for it because, like, I really don't have an opinion on the matter. I mean, I don't know. It's not my choice. It's certainly I don't know. It's a complicated. It's easy to say it's a complicated issue, but it, I think I don't know. I don't know. I really don't care. I was happy that, like, you know, you could, like, that you don't have to have, like, a fucking concealed handgun license. You can just carry a gun.
Oh, that one also did pass right recently.
Yeah, dude. Probably, like, I think on thing. September 1st, you could just, like, carry a gun. Well, not whenever you want, but you don't need, like, a concealed handgun license or anything like that. You can just carry it, like, the way you would a concealed handgun. Nobody's just, like, it's not a problem. Unless, like, it's just, like, I don't think so, man. You can't carry here. Like, I don't know. I've gotten into, like, a bunch of videos, like, of, what's the term I'm looking for? Of everyday citizens asserting their rights. I guess you could say. Like, when a cop stops them, like, just the ballsiest shit. Like, the stuff I would do, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, where, like, a cop tells you to give your ID, and you're just like, why? What do you want? Like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, do you have drugs in the car? Like, am I supposed to? What the fuck type of question is that? Like, you get what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm the type of person where if you ask me a question, I don't think I really should answer it or not. Like, I mean, even if you were just, like, regular person, like, if you're asking me what is my car, like, why? Like, you know what I mean? I'm real, like, I'll throw that shit right back at you. And it's like, why do you want to know what's my car? And most of the time I don't, but it's still, I'm just like, hey, it's none of your business, bro. But yeah, I've gotten into a bunch of videos where they're like asserting their rights, but just like real crazy shit. I saw one recently where this guy, like, I think it was a border checkpoint in Mexico, or that's what it looked like. And he just like goes right through it. You know, the little like the speed bump with the spikes that pop your tires if you go over it.
Oh, yeah.
He just went right over it and then just broke the barrier. I was just like, I don't know, man. I don't think you should have done that. Like, you know, there's spikes on the fucking bumper, dude. Like, you're not. It didn't seem like it was his first time doing it, but then he gets off. Like, he just gets out of the vehicle, and he's just like, no, kiddo, you know, Brady. And he's just like super angry. I'm just like, dude, I don't know. All of that shit, I don't think I would have done like at all. There's no reason for that. But, like, and then he was, like, taking off their masks and shit, and I was just like, I don't know, dude, you shouldn't invade anybody's, like, personal space, like, ever. You're just asking it for a fight at that point, dude.
Whoops, yeah.
Shit. If I was the other dude, I would beat the shit out of that dude. It's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? I don't know who you are. And that's why I'm not a cop. Yeah, I think I'd be a horrible cop. What was I going to say? That reminded me, have you seen A Clockwork Orange by any chance?
I have not. I mean, I know of it, but I have not seen it.
So there's basically, like, these guys. They're just a bunch of hoodlums. And, dude, I'm going to spoil the movie so I get, for my dedicated three listeners, my dedicated audience, bro. Hey, look, I'm going to spoil Clockwork Orange. I'm sorry I'm going to spoil this 80, like, this movie that came out in the 80s. I was about to say it was an 80-year-old movie. Well, the way that main actor aged, like, dude, it seems like it. Like, it feels like yesterday he was just that young. But anyways, there's these guys. They're droogs or whatever, and they're, like, hoodlums. And they end up being the police later on in life. And I'm just like, dude, you know the cops were probably like that. They were just, you know what I mean? Like, there were some, like, regular-ass dudes that were probably hoodlums. And they're just like, you know what? I think I could be a cop. Like, I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't be the same thing in society. This is getting too political. I want to talk about something else. I'm getting really uncomfortable. But then again, like, I forget I'm the one who's driving this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was going to tell you about this. Do you know what EDC is?
EDC, I don't know. I first thought it was electronic music, but apparently I'm wrong.
Electronic dance concussion, because you bought your head. Electronic
dance country.
It stands for everyday carry. It doesn't mean you have to carry a gun, but I think a lot of people like to associate it with, like, a gun. But, like, it's just stuff that you carry with you every day. So, like, I have a pen. I have a tight. I bought, like, a 70. Dude, at one of the episodes, I think I was, like, making fun of people who spending, like, so much on a pen. I did it. Like, I don't know. I'm real stupid. I bought a $75 pen, And I carry a
flashlight. But, like, why? Why would you?
Because it's made of fucking titanium, Brian. Do you know what titanium is?
I do, but...
It means it's harder than fucking plastic, Brian. It's the materials you're paying for, okay?
But why would you need a strong pen?
I don't know, dude. Maybe you need to stab somebody, dude. I don't fucking know, dude. Are you prepared for everything that happens? I know I'm not, shit. But at least with this titanium pen, dude, you know how many ways you can use titanium?
No, but do I you? Know how to...
No, I don't either.
I mean, you can
just use either, but I can get creative, bro.
Just use a number two pencil, man.
Dude, that's a space, dude.
I think Keanu Reeves just showed us that you can a number two pencil works just fine.
When?
On John Wick.
I was going to say John Wick. You beat me twice. You're so smart. You know what? You're smart for two reasons, because you know a lot of Keanu Reeves references, and you didn't buy a fucking $75 titanium.
I mean, it's the smartest I've ever felt in a long time.
But dude, you know what? I have never, like, cared about a pen more in my life than after buying this pen. Dude, I almost lose it all the time. Like, I'm just like, dude, what the fuck am I doing? I mean, it's cute. It's really cool. Oh, you know what? This is the reason why it costs, like, $75. It carries, like, a bunch of, like, you could put a lot of refills on it. Like, have you ever gone to a place and you're just like, dude, I really, like, the way this pen writes. And you're just like, oh, dude, but I hate the fucking pen. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to justify my fucking purchasing decisions to you, damn it. But I feel like I have to. Like,
I mean, I feel like you have to, too. I think we're on the same page on that.
200 plus refills, Brian. Like, can your fucking pen do that? Like, I don't know. Like, is it made of titanium? Can it be used as a, I don't know what it's called, like a pressure point hitter? I don't even know what pressure points are, dude. I don't think. One of my cousins, when we were at the beach, he was trying to do one of those pressure points, and I was just like, dude, you have to be really strong for that to work. And I was just like, I don't know if you know this, but I don't think it's going to work on a 32-year-old adult. And he tried, dude. He was trying to get my, you know where you get shots? It's called the antecubital space. He was trying to press really hard on that. And I was just like, dude, I have biceps, dude. This is not going to work. Like, I am not a high school kid. I was just like, I wanted to show, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's because, like, I know that feeling. Like, when you're a kid, you feel like, you know, oh, hey, I could hit other high school kids. Like, I'm pretty tough shit. It's like, oh, dude. But then you just, like, deal with a 25-year-old man. It's like, oh, dude, that guy works. Like, yeah. He's just like, he's got that farmer strength, and he just like, oh, dude, did he just carry like a fucking keg of beer with one hand? Holy shit. But yeah, I was trying to tell him that. It's like, oh, dude, don't expect for that to work. Like, you should just run. Like, you know what I mean? If you're not carrying a weapon or is that, just run. Like, what the fuck? You don't want to deal with that shit. And I taught him, like, how to, you know, that thing where you like grab somebody's shirt on the side and then use it to choke them and stuff.
What?
Yeah. You've never done that?
No. Well, explain this exactly.
This is why I'm a piece of shit. Like,
you use somebody's own shirt? Much
of like, I'm just kind of like, dude, I'm always like, okay, so basically, if you're squaring off with somebody, like if you're like toe-to-toe with them and your shoulders like kind of squared, it doesn't matter if they're in a fighting position or not. If you grab the material, like grab your shoulder, like where your shoulder's at, and then just grab a bunch of material. And then I want you to take that material and then take it to the other shoulder. And then do you feel how that's choking you? Don't do it all the way. You're going to fuck up your shirt. But you know what I mean? You grab one part of the material, like for example, I'm grabbing my right shoulder, mm-hmm. and then you grab that right material, the material of the shirt on your shoulder, and then you move that to the left. And then you feel how that, like, even in just a little bit, because I don't want to stretch my shirt either, but do you feel how that material is already starting to choke you?
Kind of.
Well, unless you do it for real, you're just moving that material all the way over to the left, and their own shirt is choking them, and you keep it on their left, and they're going to keep on trying to get it out of the way with their hands and their face, and then you just start beating the shit out of their face.
Well, that may be super distracted. Useful.
Yeah, it's because like I don't want the fight to go to the floor because I don't know anything about like jujitsu or anything like that. I mean, I'll just get on top of you and just gorilla beat the shit out of you. Like, I mean, that's all I know. Just like, let me just do all these fucking hammer strikes. That's how everybody gets knocked. Well, no, that's not how everybody gets knocked out in the fucking MMA.
Mostly but on the streets, that's how everybody gets knocked out.
Did you just say I'm from the fucking streets, dude? Like, what the fuck? I feel attacked. Ah, man. Maybe I am. I don't know.
Technically, you've gotten in a street fight. I mean, the one that I know of, but I'm pretty sure you've gotten in more than one.
Like, at the edge of the suburb streets? I don't know. You still live out in the country and stuff like that? I don't know, dude. Whatever, dude. It's whatever, dude. I know some shit, okay, dude? I know some shit that your friends don't, and I don't know. I feel bad because, like, I'm also that... You know what? Let's put it all out there, dude. Like, let's just fucking put it all out there. Like, you know what? When I see people, like, posting on vacation, I'm just like, why would you do that? I'm gonna fucking steal from you. You know what I mean? Like, I used to think like that when I was younger. Every time I go to a... I don't know. Every time I go somewhere, I think of like ways I could be less useful and still get paid the same. I look for ways to avoid my work. I don't know. I'm just kind of, I'm a survivor.
Is that a work smarter type of?
I don't know if it's that. It's just like, I really don't want to, but I don't know. Like, there's some times where I say bad things and I feel like a dirtbag. And sometimes I feel like I'm acting. Do you know what an edgelord is?
An edgelord?
Yeah. It sounds real sexual, right? But it's not.
But no, yeah, no. I don't know what that is.
An edgelord is just like somebody... So I feel like an edgelord. But an edgelord is like somebody that says something that's really extreme to elicit like a negative or positive response. Like, oh, wow. Luis is so cool. Because he's like... He's like on the edge, you know what I mean? He's just about to fall off. And I'm not trying to do that. That's just literally like how I live my life. Dude, during the last podcast, was I sober yet? Or I don't think so, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, so I'm sober now. That's like a big like change for me, which is like, it's weird. So, I don't know. I guess, like, afterwards, I started thinking about, like, all of this stuff, like, about associated with drinking. But I think I was just, like, fucking out there, dude. I would just drink, like, a lot, dude, like, a lot. And I just, well, you know, you tell them how I drink, dude. Like, I mean, when I used to drink, like, I used to drink like a fucking fish. Like, let it out there. Don't hold anything back. Please.
All I know is that when we have our first beer, you were already on like your second or third beer. No, I was still on my first. And I don't know, that's just the way you drink.
Dude, that's the way I eat too, man. Like, I'm just like, dude, like I do everything in like excess. And I'm just like, I like to self-prescribe myself as like a hedonist. Like I like doing shit for, like a lot. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I can't just have, like, a case of beer. Like, it's just, like, I'm there at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm just like, you know what? Let's dance. Like, I'll do that shit. Like, and even, when, like, you know, after a while, like, after I had kids and stuff like that, I think I toned down, like, a little bit, but, like, a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, just, like, barely a little bit. And I still drank a lot. But I guess I only realized that afterwards. So it was just like, you know what? It became, like, a thing where I was just like, it's Wednesday. And then it was just like, oh, man, it was a long weekend. Drink on Monday. Well, there's one beer, like, you know, I'll just have a couple of beers in between like Monday and Tuesday, and then suddenly I'm just drinking every day. I'm just getting, like, I don't know if I was getting fucked up, but I just didn't like that behavior, at least for me. I don't know. And I think even before, I had kind of been telling myself and people around me so I could do it. I was just like, I think I'm gonna stop drinking at 30. And then when I became 30, I was just like, I just stopped drinking. And that was it. That's all that happened. I turned 30 and just stopped drinking. But now, like, when I go out and stuff like that, people think there's something fucking wrong with me. I'm just like, are you okay? Just like, yeah. I mean, I'm fine. Just like, did you go too hard? Like, I don't even say that. Like, I don't even, like, those were feelings I had afterwards. I literally just tell people, like, you know what? I stopped drinking because, like, I turned 30. That's it. That's the way I feel. But now I feel 15. I'm kidding.
So how long has it been already?
Dude, I'll tell you exactly. I got one of those apps where it just tells you like how long you've been sober. If you're trying to get sober, you should probably use Nomo. But, I mean, it's free. I mean, that's what I do.
Free is always good.
669 days. Let's try like normal time. Like, it's been at least a year. I know that.
669 days.
It's been 1 year. 21 months. So that's been a year and 8 months. Yeah, a year and 8 months, or a year and 10 months. 12, 8, 9, a year and 9 months. There you go.
A year and 9 months.
Why feels is like this,
it,
like,
it feels like it's
it feels like longer, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's been longer, but still, I mean, that's still a year and 9 months without.
I guess it feels like longer. I don't know. It felt like longer, but it's just like it's only been like a year. There's like even when it was a year, it was just like, oh, that was easy. Like, I mean, like I didn't do any of the coins and stuff like that. I was just like, dude, people have like a real hard time stopping drinking. And dude, I don't know. Like, do you know who Bert Kreischer is, right? I can't stop talking about
him. Oh, yeah. The comedian.
Yeah, I don't think he's the fun. I think he's funny. I don't think he's not my favorite comedian. God damn it, dude. Like, every time I see him, I see something I don't like, and then I realize I do all of the shit that he does. I'm just like, oh, dude, that's why I don't like some of the stuff he does. Like, the way I hear him justify his drinking is what I would do. And then, like, the way he, like, you know how I'm super competitive, right? Like, I don't know, like, competitive, but, like, I'll try to beat you at something if I can. Like, I'll do that. And I'll overestimate, like, what I can do, for sure. He's like, yeah, I could run, like, 10 miles. Like, I don't know if you could run 10 miles. Like, he's like, right now? Like, are you training real quick? Like, I'll do shit like that. I don't know. It's something and then I keep on bringing up, and I watch, like, this other podcast called Two Bears, One Cave. It's him and Tom Segura, like, two of my favorite comedians. And I'm just like, dude, what? Like, I'm no matter how much I dislike it, I'm a lot like him. I can see that. And that's why I watch him. And I'm just like, I should stop doing that. Like, I should stop doing that. Everything that he does is like, and I feel better about it. You know? Yeah. So basically, that's to say, EDC is something that you carry yours to carry every day.
Long story short.
Look, I know I have some sort of ADD, so I'm going to jump around, dude. And I'll go, dude, you know how I know I have ADD? Or at least some form of it. One, I jump from subject to subject a lot. Two, when I talk to my therapist, she keeps on bringing up this fucking, like, pamphlet that talks about ADHD, and I'm just like, this chick, dude. Like,
what are you trying to tell me?
I think she is trying to tell me. She's like, hey, dude, focus. Like,
yeah.
And then I feel, like, super, like, attacked, and I'm just like, dude, or exposed. I'm just like, dude, like, okay, I get it. Jump around. But then I think, like, dude, imagine, like, trying to fucking therapy me or trying to fucking do mind tricks with me, dude. Like, fuck, man, it must be hard. Even finding, like, a relative result. And even then, all she says is, like, you did a good job. And it's like, I guess, dude. But I'm like that. I don't know. I'm like that. How did this become about? I guess it's because I really want to talk about
it. How's that been going, though?
What? Therapy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, you know, you talk to people. It's just like there's somebody that you talk to on a regular basis, just knowing that, like, man, this is going to get really into, like, how I feel as a person. And I don't mind exposing, or I don't even mind explaining it, but, like, I know I have a good support system. I know I have friends I can depend on. But even just, like, picking up the phone to text or call people makes me feel like a burden. Like, I hate that feeling. Like, I hate feeling like, oh, dude, let me just put time out of my day so I could help out the week. Whereas there's this other person that I pay, like, I don't know, it sounds weird, but I pay them to basically, you know, listen to my problems. And I feel less of a burden that way, because that, like, that's what they're there for. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you're literally here to hear my problems. And it's like, oh, okay. And then later on, I'm just like, dude, those weren't really problems. I feel stupid. It's like, let me not do that anymore. And all they're doing is just, it's just, I think of it basically as like a person that's easily able to spectate your life from the outside in. Because like when we're in the thick of it, when you're like just so involved in your life, which like for the most part I am, it's just like, dude, you forget like a lot of shit. It's just like, oh, hey, dude, I may focus on this one problem. Like, dude, you could do other stuff, you know? Like, you don't have to just like, you know, be focused on this one thing or anything like that. But if anything, the biggest things that I got out of this, and these were my goals in the first place, was, hey, I wanted to go ahead and start going to therapy because, like, hey, you know what? I want to improve as a person. I always want to improve as a person, but therapy is one of the things that I would always put off. I wanted to be a little bit more mindful. Do you know what mindfulness is? I don't think I could probably explain it, but do you know what mindfulness is?
Yeah, I think I pretty much have an idea of what it is. Well, I guess my own interpretation of what mindful is.
Tell me what your interpretation is, and I'll tell you if I think it's right.
To me, I think mindful is like, taking into consideration of things like accept yourself or the things around you.
That's actually a better way of saying it than I probably would have described it. But yeah, just kind of grounding yourself and realizing like, hey, dude, not everything's about you, or not even just that, just knowing that like, hey, dude, the world doesn't revolve around you, whatever. And even if you do have problems, dude, there's some, oh man, I had something in my throat. There's kind of some comfort of like realizing that like, I kind of don't, like, you know, people kind of don't care what I'm doing for the most part. Whereas if I were to go to the library right now and then somebody saw me, I'd be like, oh dude, they're judging me by the way I dress, or blah, blah. Whereas like, dude, where now I don't care, and it's where like chunkless and like half of, like, dude, I wear really short shorts. I think I do this on purpose to make people feel real uncomfortable, because I like making people feel real uncomfortable. And then I just watch people watch me with my really short shorts because I got them at Target and they're really cute. I'm always in the library with like really short shorts. Like they go up to like mid thigh. I'm just like, yeah, dude, look at these legs. Would you wear really short shorts?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't have nice legs, so I don't know what I'm trying to show off.
You have a thing about showing your legs, right? I forget about that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just
wondering. Well, okay, I don't know.
I wouldn't say like it's a thing, because I recently bought some shorts to wear, like, when I go and pick up groceries and stuff like that. But they're not, like, super short. They're just, like, right above my knee.
Like, I've seen you with shorts. Like it's not like I've never seen you in shorts. But I think, like, one time we went to the gym, and you were wearing, like, the iconic fucking Adidas track pants.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, first of all, I never bought, like, a pair, because, like, feel like that's the pinnacle of like fitness style. Like, dude, I know I'm not there yet. I don't want to wear them, because when I wear them, it's gonna be where I'm just like, dude, my legs, that's all I want to show, and like part of my dick and my ass, you know what I mean? Like, because that's all you see. I don't know. I, as far as like how tight I want to wear these Adidas pants. Yeah, dude, I'm a character, dude. I wear really short shorts and really tight clothes. I can't help it. I like showing off my body to people and making them feel uncomfortable about it. I saw Casanova for the first Cowboys game, dude. Do you know what a twink is? He called me a twink.
I do know what a twink is, but I wouldn't think you would be a twink at all.
That's why I felt so happy that he called me a twink. I was just like, oh, dude, he thinks I'm the cute. Like, if I was a gay dude, like, he thinks I'm the cute one in the relationship. I was like, okay, cool, dude. I took it as a compliment. You know what I mean? I take compliments where I can. I'm just like,
well, a twink is like kind of like a boyish gay person.
That's why I took the fucking compliment, dude. Like, if you see what I look like in real life, I'll fuck you. Like, look my age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but nobody's thinking this. Like, oh, you're like 22, right? Like, nah, dude. But yeah, we watched the Cowboys game, and man, that was the second Cowboys game. Actually, oh no, it was the preseason game. And the first game was the Cowboys against the Buccaneers, right?
Yeah.
Dude, it was so close, dude. And I saw all the Fast and the Furious memes. Did you see that? Where it's just like, dude, I almost had you. Just like,
yeah.
Never had. Fuck. Gronkowski. Fuck. What's his name, dude? I literally like erased his name from my mind. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady?
Yeah. And then, dude, the people that we went to high school with, dude, they're always just on fucking Tom Brady's dick, dude. The ones that, like, never have been to fucking New England or fucking wherever the fuck they're from or whatever. And now all of a sudden they love Tampa Bay. Like, dude, get the fuck out of here. You know where I'm from? Texas. You know why I go for Texas, dude? Like, because I know where I'm from. And, dude, like, it's like, oh, dude, we were talking about this, too. It's like the 90s Bulls. The 90s basketball team, the Bulls and Michael Jordan, and it's like, dude, there's no way you didn't know who the fucking Chicago Bulls were.
Yeah, and everybody jumped the wagon.
That's the way I feel about the Cowboys, like, since I was, like, a kid. It's just, like, I mean, I remember watching, like, a bunch of fucking, and then there was, like, a bunch of Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman playing games, dude. It was just, like, fucking awesome, dude. But, like, I guess after a while, there's been a shakeup. And I miss, dude, and it sucks. Like, I really do miss Romo. I'm one of those dudes, too. But I'm really happy that we got Dak. But, like, I really wish Romo had his chance to, like, win a Super Bowl. Dude, I really think he should have.
Or he could have. Yeah, of course.
He was a really good quarterback, dude. He was a really good quarterback. And that's not to say Dak is not a good quarterback. He can fucking play, dude. Apparently,
yeah.
when they were playing the fucking Buccaneers.
Yeah, he did really well.
Dude, they did really good, dude. They lost by a point, didn't they?
By a point or 2 points, but yeah, that was a fucking kicker. That was horrible.
He missed two. I only caught it, like, I usually catch the game, like, at about halftime or maybe, like, the latter part of the second quarter. That's usually what I do. I never watch the game from the beginning. I just find, like, all of that, because, dude, it's so much anticipation. I'm just like, dude, get there, dude. Like, I'm just like, I don't really want to watch the match. But, yeah, dude, now I was catching it. But I think I heard he had missed, like, two field goals before the one that he made, right? Because he made two field goals, right? He made two and he missed two, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. I think he
missed
two. Two or three? I think it was two. I already forgot. I was pretty pissed off that day, but yeah.
I was kind of pissed off. But I was, at the end of the day, like, you know what I mean? Like, the day afterwards, like, you know, the day after Cowboys games, I was just like, dude, it was a really good game. It was a really good game. I was literally on the edge of my seat. I was yelling. I was yelling, dude. You see me watch Cowboys games, right? Like, where I'm just like, even at my house, if I just watch like a game, dude, I start yelling like a lot. I'm so involved. So yeah, that's why I'm practicing mindfulness. Be aware of my surroundings. But yeah, so football's back. Like, how do you feel about football being back? Did you, first of all, answer that question? I'll ask a follow-up.
What about football being back?
Like, really back, because did you think football was back last year?
Well, it was kind of weird because, well, of course, you know, COVID, but then, you know, the Cowboys had Dak getting hurt, and it was just like a clusterfuck after that. So it was just
dude, because you're more of like a player and stats kind of guy as far as the Cowboys go. I'm more of just like, I know who Dak is, I know who Zeke is, I know who my favorite players are, basically, you know. And it's like those two, and then everybody else, I'm just like seeing during the game. But like, do you know which game where he saw his fucking leg snap in half, basically, right?
Yeah.
Do you know who he played? Who did they play against?
The Giants.
The Giants? Okay, man. They were, it's because there was a meme today of just, dude, and I remember his face, dude. Like, I just remember, I didn't even watch the game. Like, to be honest, I didn't watch a single game last year. That's why I thought it was, like, super weird. I didn't watch a single game last year. But, dude, just seeing, like, the hurt in his eyes, just, like, watching, because I watched the highlights.
Yeah.
Of seeing his fucking legs. Dude, that's fucking crazy, dude. Like, oh, man. That was, like, a real bad. I can only imagine, dude, because, like, I run, right? And then, like, I'm always – and just even thinking about, like, that moment where you see, like, your legs snap in half. Like, I have, like, a little bit of pain on my shin. I'm just like, this is where it happens, dude. I'm 30 years old. It's just going to snap in half, dude. I'm going to see, like, my whole – like, I'm never going to run again. I'm just like, that's so scary, dude. Like, even just have entertaining those thoughts. What do you think? Like, do you ever have that fear?
Well, yeah. Well, now that, you know, that I try to skate every once in a while, I mean, during those times that I do, I'm just like, kind of scared of getting hurt. Kind of holds me back a little bit, but at the same time, I still find joy in just kind of like cruising and doing, you know, safe things. But yeah.
Do you mostly cruise, or are you still doing, like, tricks and stuff at the skate park?
No, I mean, I still try to do some tricks and stuff, but just not anything overboard like, you know, before.
Like a kickflip, like we were talking about? I can't even ollie, dude. Like, I'm just, like, I've gotten to the point where I think I'm comfortable, like, in the grass, like, kind of all, I'm not that type of rider, first of all. Like, let me just explain that. I'm not a skater, like, for sure. Like, I'm more of a longboarder. I really like to, like, go for, like, speed, and I don't really like feeling the bumps on the pavement or anything like that. So I have, like, really big ass wheels, a really big ass board. If anything,
it's just a really big ass man.
Fuck you. That's all I heard. Just like, hey, please, you're kind of fat.
Oh, I don't mean it like that, but
it still hurt, Brian. That's what I heard. Okay, why am I crying right now? But yeah, I like I think my last board was a 38-inch board, and I think most skateboards are about 32, 33 inches, right? 33.5 or something like that, right?
Oh, it really depends on what you get. But yeah,
like, I'm not talking about an air board, but like a regular like skateboard. I think it's about 33, 34 for sure. The next board I want to get is more of a dancing board, and it's going to be, I think, 42, or if I get the other one that I want for sure from Lanyon, it's going to be a 46-inch board, so a pretty long board, you know what I mean? But I think all of that stuff helps out more for surfing, and that's, like, more my style for sure, man. I'm more of, like, a cruiser. But, yeah. So what type of tricks can you do on the skateboard?
As far as like what, like flip tricks,
can you do flip tricks?
Yeah, I can still do like a couple of them. Like, I can still kickflip, though it's not as pretty looking as it used to be. I can do a heel flip, varial
kickflip. Isn't a heel flip just a kickflip backwards?
You just flip it with your heel, while with the kickflip pretty much with your toe.
Oh, okay,
but they flip. They flip the other way.
Okay. Heel flip's still pretty, like, I mean, I'm still getting over the concept. Well, this is just to say I popped my board up, and I was just like, oh, hey, I could just kind of get, like, how you could get into that position where you could do a kickflip. And then you were telling me, it was like, oh, I can't even do a kickflip. I was just like, oh, okay. But doing a heel flip, that seems just as gnarly, dude, because I'm just like, the ease of doing, like, just flipping the board in the air, I've never done a kickflip. Like, let me just tell you right now. I can't even all. I think I just explained it. But, like, you know, when you're, like, popping it up in the air, it's like, and your board flips, it's like, oh, dude, like, if I would have just slammed the board with my feet right now, I would have landed a kickflip, you know?
Yeah. I know
that's crazy, dude. How often do you go to the skate park right now?
Probably, like, once a week.
Well, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah, like, I'll probably end up going tomorrow. I might not go today. I wasn't really feeling it, but yeah, tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, man, I don't even do that. I'll just like ride to the Walmart or whatever around me and stuff like that, or go to the library for sure. And that's about it. And that's where I'm good. Or I've gone to, you used to live around here, but I go, what is it called? I'll go to the Whataburger, like, you know, down the street for sure. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. I don't feel as bad either. Cause like I went, like instead of driving over there, like yeah. I skated over there. I'm just like, you know what? I take my skateboard, I eat my Whataburger. I'm just like, I feel like I'm healthy. And then I skate back to the house. I'm just like, yeah. Like, and it's not even that far. I think it's like maybe a city block. Maybe.
Yeah, it's really not that far.
Yeah, it's like super close. I feel so accomplished, dude. Like,
awesome. But hey, you didn't drive there, so.
That's all I have to say at the end of it. Like, I ate. Oh, dude. And like going back to excess, dude. Guess how many Whataburgers I ate?
Like in a single sitting or?
Yeah.
Probably two. I don't know if you can go more than two.
It's two because right now, like, okay, usually I get one. I ask for an extra patty for the most of the time. So it's like a total of at least 2 to 3 patties, depending on the burger I get.
Oh, you're talking about like a double meat or a triple meat?
No. I'm getting to it. I'm definitely getting it. Oh, okay. That's what I usually get. But lately, I don't know, dude. The mail gave me like a shitload, like, I don't know, like the mail sorter, like, you know how they give you free coupons in the mail for Whataburger every month or something? They gave me a shitload, dude. Like, I had a buck, dude. And this is how crazy it is, dude. You know the new Pico de Gallo burger at Whataburger?
Yeah.
I don't like it. But all of the coupons are for free Pico de Gallo burger.
Are they trying to get rid of that little sheets?
And then, dude, I get whatever I want. Like, I usually get the Monterey melt, or I get, like, you know what I mean? I get the mushroom Swiss, dude, with an extra patty, and I'm just like, you know what, dude? I already got, like, from the 1 through 6, there's like, you know what, dude? I'll eat the fucking Pico de Gallo burger. And I put, like, I start mixing them around. Like, I'm just like, you know what? I really don't like the Pico de Gallo burger, because it's just pico de gallo and a burger, dude. And I don't even think it has, like, really good cheese or anything. It's just real basic. I'm just like, oh, man, they need more than pico de gallo in here. So you really got to customize it. So I just, like, kind of, like, you know how I do a McGangbang? Well, I do that with, like, Whataburgers now.
You leveled up, too.
So, yeah, dude, like, I'm fucked up, dude. I don't know. I don't feel bad when I do it, but then later on, I'm just like, why did I do that? And then I'm just like, you know what, dude? That's what I wanted to do. That's why. I was wicked hungry.
The only time I ever feel bad about eating anything afterwards is McDonald's.
Hey, dude, can you get the mic closer to your face? I'm sorry.
So the only thing I feel bad about eating afterwards is McDonald's.
McDonald's is not real food, though. Like,
yeah, exactly. I feel like I just ate fucking, I don't know, chemical or, like, afterwards, I'm just like, dude, why did I eat that? I mean, I could have gone literally anywhere else.
I'm okay with it. Like, I eat a lot of McDonald's, dude. But not a lot. Like, I make it seem like I go to Whataburger every week and go to McDonald's every day. I do go to McDonald's every day, but for, like, a different reason. They have, like, buy one, get one free coffee. And, or what is it? I think they give you, like, a free drink. And I basically just get an iced coffee and then I get a regular one. I get a hot and a cold whole coffee every day. And then I just do that every day because it's, like, cheaper than making my own here at the house. You know what I mean? Well, yeah. I don't think it is, but it's just, like, I feel better about it because I didn't have to make fucking coffee. Did you? Oh, dude, I got you. What did I get you for your birthday? I got you an Ember mug and then, like, a French press. Did your sister teach you how to use a fucking French press?
Yeah, she taught me, and I kind of forgot how to do it, but... I always try to use an Ember cup every now and then. I'll just go buy coffee most of the time and I'll just pour it in there.
Oh, okay. I was just like, I didn't know if you were going to get the French press, but I was just like, let me give it to him. So if you want, like, really good coffee, or if you want some press, it's like in shakes, like you want some, like, just completely fuck it up and make it way too strong. Just like, here you go. This is the way rich people have fucking coffee and shit. But yeah, I don't know. I thought it would be a good idea. I don't know. The last time we were at Moonbeams? Yeah, Moonbeams. You were telling me, like, how long it takes you to drink a cup of a hot beverage. Right? It takes you, like...
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to, like, drinking things, I don't think I drink too fast. I mean, that's with everything.
I
except when I'm like really thirsty and I drink water, then yeah, I'll fucking like, check that. But,
I'm the type of person that as soon as I pick up a drink, I'm almost done with it.
Yeah,
I'm almost done with it immediately. With sodas, I think I drink them like I drink like one part and then another part like twice, and that's it.
I think it stems back for me a little bit more deeper than why I drink so slowly. I remember like when I was a kid, but I think all kids do it, right? Like they drink their drink first more than they eat their food. But I remember like my dad used to get pissed that I would not eat my food, but I was always drinking the drink, you know? So I kind of like reverse myself and just I focus on eating my food and then drinking like slowly. And I don't know, just
well, let me tell you, it started off real young with Luis over here, because I always had a fuck you attitude. It was like I had somebody tell me the same shit, my mom, and like she was just like, well, you're drinking nothing but your drink. I was like, dude, I'll just get another drink. And I didn't drink one before, and then I eat, and then I have another one afterwards. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, I'm a two-drink guy, dude. And then, like, I was just like, what's the problem? Just buy more. I'm going to drink them anyway. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's not going to waste.
You're pissed now, but wait till you find out I went back and got another fucking drink. Like, what? Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Dude, when I was a kid, like, dude, I wanted to graduate from fucking Happy Meals, like, super quick. I was like, give me the fucking Big Burger. And the first time I didn't finish it, my mom got pissed off. And I was just like, what?
This is where I get your Happy Meals.
No, dude, then I got real pissed the next time. I was like, give me a fucking burger, dude. Give me the oh, dude, it was the Cowboy Burger from fucking Burger King. I used to, no, it wasn't the Cowboy Burger.
The Rodeo?
The Rodeo Burger, dude, where they put onion rings in that bitch?
Yeah, dude, that was actually really good.
Dude, it used to look massive. Now I go to Water, like, to get that Whopper. What, you know what I mean? What is the place? The Burger King?
Yeah.
And I get it, I'm just like, what is this piece of shit? This looks like almost like White Castle. This is for children. I don't know, like, this bullshit. You know how many fucking Rodeo Burgers I have to fucking eat before I get filled up, dude? Like, fucking three, dude, or some shit. Burger King, for sure. I don't think they do, but I guess Burger King in general. Like, I have to buy, I don't have to buy, I choose to buy multiple burgers because, like, one burger is not enough. And it doesn't taste that good in the first place. It was like, there was this one chick I used to work with, and she was like, I prefer, like, Burger King over McDonald's. And she was saying, it was like, flame broiled. Like, you know, they just tell you that, right? They don't actually do that shit. Well, I don't know. Actually, I do know. I don't think they fucking flame broil the fucking burgers. It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, they do. They have a broiler.
I'm still calling bullshit, dude. But I'm fucking kidding, dude. Like, I don't give a fuck, dude. It is what it is, dude. I don't fucking know. McDonald's still tastes better, dude. Like, does it have any type of propane in it, dude? Because, like, I don't like it, dude. Like, it's
like that. You know what I mean? Like, I really don't know how the machine is set up. I just know they have one because I remember
going to work there. Because there's a big difference between, like, a fucking, even just a Whataburger, a fucking Whopper, and a McDonald's burger. I was like, they all taste like
really different.
Yeah. Two of them taste really good, and one of them is just like Burger King. Dude, there's like so many Burger Kings like closing down here. That's how much they suck. Dude, we like Burger King. Nobody chooses Burger King. And then I had their nuggets. I was just like, dude, what the fuck is this? Dude, it tasted worse than the fucking frozen nuggets that you get.
Oh, yeah. Walmart. Their nuggets are pretty bad.
They are horrible. And I was just like, no wonder these were a dollar, dude. You guys are throwing these away. These are from the morning. You're just like, dude, we tried. Dude, like, Ted over here put fucking salt in these bitches, and I don't know, dude. They taste kind of better, but still, dude, it's your own risk. Fuck. Burger King is something, in my humble opinion. Bam.
The last time I went there was they had this breakfast sandwich. It was a French toast sandwich, I guess. So it's like the bread is like French toast bread, and you have the sausage and an egg in the middle and cheese. And I remember I got up early just to go, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, we ran out of that. I'm like, how? Nobody comes here. Nobody fucking comes to Burger King.
It's always empty, dude.
Yeah, there wasn't a line or anything.
It's always empty. Like, you know what? If you don't want to wait, just go to Burger King, dude. Fucking Wendy's has a line, dude.
Yeah, that's...
Like, dude, every Wendy's looks like, I don't know, it was built like 10 years ago and never cleaned. Like on the outside, you know what I mean? It's like just...
And the inside, I think they never updated the inside, or had they?
I don't know, dude. I've never been that brave. I've never been like, I never order Wendy's like in person. Like when I see the person, like I don't know, I really don't want to see how it's made. Like,
I remember John and I went to Wendy's. Forgot which one it was. I think it was the one on Jackson, where like Sam's was at, and we're waiting at the register. And the two, like, these two girls were, like, talking and laughing. And we're just standing there waiting for them to, like, be like, oh, yeah, let me take your order. And they never did, dude. They took, like, even the manager was there. And he never said, like, for them to, like, take our order. So we're just standing there for, like, about 10 minutes. And then we just decided to leave. We're like, okay, that's weird.
And then, like, when you leave, the manager goes out. Because fuck you, that's why. You got to tell us to do shit. Dude, there was, like, a long time where I didn't go to Wendy's because, like, I think I got, like, they still sell it, but the Baconator?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't have no fucking meat in it. And I'm not talking about, like, no bacon or anything like that. Like, it didn't have any fucking burger meat. It didn't have any fucking bacon. It was, like, dude, when I saw it, I was just pissed, dude. Like, I was pissed. Like, I was just, like, a bull seeing red, dude. And I got off the car, dude. And this is why I've never seen the inside of a Wendy's, dude, because I was so infuriated, dude. I went inside, I was like, dude, what the fuck is this? And I got, like, two of those bitches, and I'm just like, dude, they were both meatless. Like, what's a Baconator without one bacon? Two fucking burgers. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a ground beef. Like, it's just, like, it's a mixture of two animals together, dude. Fucking pork and beef, dude. None of them were there, dude. Like, I was just like, dude, what the fuck is going on? So, dude... This is back when I had the Silverado truck, dude. So I fucking, like, I rev it. I rev my fucking V8. I get off the truck, like, real pissed off. And I'm just like, dude, hey, what the fuck? Like, hey, like, can you make the rest of my burger? Because, like, there's nothing here. Like, there's no shit in there. And then the lady had the audacity, dude. Fuck, dude. I was so pissed after this, dude. But she was just like, I saw you eating it in your car. I was like, no, dude. I was looking at what's not in there. It's like, dude, it's all fucking empty, dude. You don't think if I was eating it, dude, it would make a mess, dude? This is a clean fucking bag, dude. I didn't go to Wendy's for a while, dude. I was real pissed, dude. Like, fuck, man. Like,
you were fuming?
Oh, dude, I was so fucking pissed, dude. I was just like, what is your fucking problem, dude? First of all, dude, you're practically giving the burgers away. Just give me another one, dude. Like, dude, what's the problem? Like, dude, what was the issue? Like, dude, like, don't be like, dude, Taco Bell's not like that, dude. They're just like, dude, do we fuck up? Dude, there have been times where they'd give me extra food. I didn't even ask for it. It's just like, oh, dude, I got fucking cinnamon twist.
Like, that's what I would do, like, you know, back in the day, like, you know, my first jobs were, like, of course, fast food. And, you know, if the people were coming in like, oh, hey, yeah, this wasn't in my order, or, like, I ordered this and I didn't get it, I was like, okay, cool. I just gave them extra shit. Like, I didn't even ask for, like, a receipt or anything. Like, oh, let me see what you got, or... Or, like, try to push back, because it's like, dude, this, like, why?
This is a corporation, dude. Like, they don't make money off of a single pool. They do, but, I mean, this is, like, it's not what you think. Like,
yeah.
I don't give a shit. Like, I don't, and, dude, when people think, like, they are, like, fucking Burger King, or fucking, I don't know who the fuck, whatever store you're at, and they're just like, dude, we're not going to give them that much. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's happened to me at Whataburger, but for sure, it's. You know what? I don't even want to name this. This happens. So they're like, well, they don't want to give you shit. Like, I mean, like, let's say you get like a full order of fries, and they're just like, dude, it's like half full. I'm just like, hey, dude, can you just fill it up the rest of the way, dude? Like, maybe it was the last batch, but I don't mind it. Just you know, fill it up all the way. And they're just like, dude, we gave you a full thing. Like, what the fuck is your problem, dude? And then sometimes I think it's me, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, did I eat that fucking Baconator in the fucking parking lot? It was like, dude, no, I didn't, dude. Like, you're not going to fucking gaslight me. Like, dude, no, I fucking didn't, dude. Like, I didn't eat half of these onion rings. It's just not fucking full, dude. Like, you know, if I see the fries, they're all the way fucking full. Fucking fill up my onion rings, dude. Like, it's not my fault you didn't put it up in the fryer, dude. I get real pissed off with that. And dude, like, I hate it when, like, okay, oh, man, this is, oh, dude. This is where Luis gets real pissed off at fast food, but when you go get something and it may not have been what you ordered, but for some reason they take the thing that they already made back. I was just like, dude, let me have that. You know what I mean? It was like let's say I get a mushroom Swiss and they make me a fucking patty melt Whataburger. Like, I think I've had it before where they take they'll at least that Whataburger, they usually just give me the other one. But it was just like an honest mistake. It's like, oh, dude, that's not what I asked for. Or maybe they confused like my order. It was just like, okay, it's whatever. They'll usually give me the burger, but there's some places where I've been to where they just take the burger back. It's like, what are you going to do with that, dude?
I never did that. I like when I worked at Taco Bell in high school, and they're like, "Oh, I didn't order this," and so I'd be like, "Okay, well, let me go get what you ordered," and I give it to them, and
they're like, "Yeah, oh, dude, because it's just like, dude, what are you gonna do with that used burger, like, bro?"
And they would be like, "Oh, you don't want it back?" It's like, "No, that's fine. I mean, I'm just gonna throw it away."
Why would you ask? Like, dude, no, like, just take it. Like,
you can take it.
I don't even have to. Like, if I find some extra, like, okay, dude, it's happened before where they do extra shit to my car and I didn't even ask for it, but they didn't charge me for it. I'm just like, oh, okay. Well, I was like, oh, shit, my check engine's light, and I suddenly have fucking windshield fluid, wiper fluid.
Yeah, wiper fluid.
Dopey stuff. I don't know how, but we fucking talked about fast food. Oh, you know what? I think I got it because, like, dude, like, more McDonald's. I started thinking about McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, Norm McDonald died yesterday. And I was thinking, I was just like, you know what? I don't think he was like my favorite comedian, but he was probably like one of the most respected comedians out there. Like, anytime you saw like a comedian or something like that, he would kind of like look over to him. And after his, I would say after his career, because he wasn't really doing like much like active work as far as I saw, but he was doing like a lot of guest work on like shows or doing like morning TV. I thought that was the best version of Norm Macdonald, because he just didn't give a fuck at that point, dude. He wasn't restricted by, like, NBC. Like, Saturday Night Live didn't tell him, like, what to do. And he would just say the craziest shit. Like, I don't know. I always thought he was funny. And whenever he would do that, like, I don't know. The whole, like, delay in his speech, dude, this is, like, my favorite thing.
Yeah, I mean, his voice is, like, you know who it is, like, he could be doing a voice work for, well, he did it for like Family Guy with a Grim Reaper, right? It's like, you know, it's him.
There's no confusing that that's who Norm Macdonald was, dude. There's no way about it. Oh, man, it's not like I knew the guy personally, but obviously he had an impact on my life. And I was just like, oh, yeah, dude, like, I don't know. And I think he was, and I know a lot of people bring up Weekend Update. I didn't really watch Weekend Update with Norm Macdonald. I saw those episodes later. I thought it got started by Jimmy Fallon. And I was just like, oh, shit. Like, Norm Macdonald did that for like years. I was like, oh, shit. I guess I just tuned it out. Because I remember seeing the other, like, the other Saturday Night Lives with, like Adam Sandler and stuff like that. I don't remember Weekend Update. Like, you know what I mean? I hardly remember it. But then I started watching it more later, like, some of the older episodes later. I was just like, oh, dude, he fucking, like, he's always been on Weekend Update. I thought it was just like a Jimmy Fallon thing. And I was just like, dude, why did they have Jimmy Fallon like replace fucking Norm Macdonald? I thought Norm Macdonald was the best, dude. But whatever. But yeah, he passed away apparently. I think what I was reading is he had like cancer or something like that. He was going through something pretty heavy.
Yeah, I actually didn't know what, or actually didn't even like read of what he died about. I just, you know, of course.
It on the Wikipedia page, it said natural causes, and then it said cancer. Unless it was talking about, like, maybe Norm Macdonald was a cancer, like Zodiac.
Oh.
But why would they put that on Wikipedia? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think a dating profile or some shit. But yeah, football's back, right? Did I even explain what EDC is, dude? It's just something that you, do you, what I was going to ask you, like, do you carry anything with you every day?
Well, just besides, like, normal stuff, like wallet, keys, nothing.
That doesn't count, like, anything.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
If you carried your AirPods every day, that would probably be an EDC item.
I did, I used to do that. I would carry those things everywhere. That's probably why they died so quickly, but, yeah, those, for sure.
I'm starting to feel like my AirPods like dying like really quick. Like I charged them this morning and right now I'm using them, but I'm using them without the fuck off mode where you don't really hear the outside. There's points in the day where I just don't even hear music. I just don't want to hear anything around me. This is real nice. Yeah, dude, I'm fucked up. But I'm just like, I really don't want to hear none of this shit. Like, nothing around. No. And yeah, they've been dying within like 2 to 3 hours and something like that. But I use them every day. It's just like, it really sucks when it happens, right? It's just like, oh. Because it's been like something that's important, like for your everyday thing. And just like, dude, what the fuck? Like, why are they dying so quick? Like, can I charge them faster or something? Like, or can I don't know. I wish there was a way to like elongate the, oh. So that's why I choose back to selling my pen. But the reason I choose like some of the items that I get is they'll last a long time. Like, there's a couple of flashlights that I have. And it's just like, they're pretty much indestructible, even if you run them over and stuff like that.
Your flashlights?
My flashlights, the things I fuck. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I have flashlights. I have like a lot of flashlights. I'm looking at 3 right now. 4. Are my keys here? I thought it'd be 5. And I have one on my gun. I have a lot of flashlights.
I've been thinking about getting a flashlight, but I can never pull the trigger because, I don't know. I just don't,
man. I'm going to get you an excuse to buy myself a flashlight. My grandpa used to, like, I mean, I never really had trouble seeing at night, and I don't think I have too much trouble seeing at night now. But, dude, just having, like, hey, you know what? I really can't see what's over there. I'd rather just have a flashlight at night. Because, like, I mean, I'm in the city, dude, and I'm sure you are too, but, dude, there's some spots in the city where it's just dark. Like, it's just like, there's just no light at all. Parking lot tonight, for sure. I'm just like, dude, I can't even fucking see my car. My car is white. I'm just like, dude, what the fuck, dude? I can't see my car out here. Yeah, dude. I think I just feel a lot more comfortable with like a flashlight. But at first, before I even got these flashlights, it's this company called Olight, and they make really cool flashlights, first of all. But before that, I was thinking of getting one of those big mag lights. And like, the more I got into it, because like, I'm crazy and I start researching stuff like crazy, I'm just like, those mag lights kind of suck, dude. And I remember like, my mom had like, when I was younger, she had like a mag light, like a huge mag light. Mm-hmm. And I remember we had to constantly refresh or replace the batteries. It's just like, it just sucked up a lot of batteries, and it wasn't even like that powerful. I have a AAA flashlight in my hand right now that's more powerful than that fucking mag light flashlight. Which sucks, dude. It wasn't really a good flashlight. It didn't really illuminate anything. If anything, it was just good for beating the shit out of
people. I was just about to say, well, can't you beat the shit out of people with that thing?
Dude, there's a flashlight that's also a bat, and that's pretty badass. I would probably bought that, dude. But then, like, the reason I didn't is because it felt, like, really cheap. It really felt cheap. Like, it felt like you weren't really hitting somebody with a bat. It felt like you were hitting them with, like, a tube, like a hollow tube. I don't know. Wanted to bend, because then I just bent my flashlight and my bat. Dude, which reminds me of losing 2 things at one time, dude. Like, I didn't lose my phone, but I had that like MagSafe wallet. I told you I lost my wallet, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I don't know how I lost my fucking MagSafe wallet, or what is it called, the MagBack wallet? I'm just like,
oh, shit. Oh, that's what you lost?
Yeah, I lost the whole thing. Not my phone. Somehow I didn't lose my phone, but I lost my fucking, lost my stupid flashlight, or what is it called, my fucking wallet. But all that stuff's like replaceable, so I just cancel my card. I'm not gonna use my ID. Anyway, you look like that guy. So anyway, it goes to say that I started researching this company called like Olight, and I don't know who brought it up to me, but actually I know it was a guy named Roel, and he was just like, he had like a flashlight, but it wasn't one of these, and he was just like, and he was telling me if he wanted a flashlight, he would get it from this company. And I started hearing about it more. I was like, oh, it's okay. Now I have like a bunch of flashlights. I don't know, man. It's just like, it's one of the things that I carry with me every day, you know?
Your flashlight?
I do. The flashlight, I'll just send you a picture. But it's like really small. It's like it's the size of my pinky finger, I guess you could say. Actually, I'm looking at my pinky finger. It's just like a little bit longer than my fucking pinky finger. Let me know when you get it. But yeah, it's a little green flashlight. And then the other flashlights that I have aren't really that much bigger. Yeah. Like the biggest flashlight, I just sent you a picture.
Hey, it's pretty small.
And that one's, and that flashlight, it
looks like a green goblin.
And you want to look at it. It's called an Olight i3TOS. Yeah, I'm crazy. I know the
looks one. Like green goblin armor.
That's why I got it. That and I just like green, but yeah, that's pretty much why I got it. And then the bigger, that's not a rechargeable flashlight, but it works off of a AAA. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's not too common of a battery, but it's cheap enough to where it's really replaceable. And I had always been wanting a flashlight that's just like rechargeable that I can use all the time. And I have three rechargeable flashlights. But one of them's really small and I use that for running because, I don't know, I just don't want people to run me over. And it's really bright. And this other one I have, it's called an M2R Pro Warrior. The reason I like this one is because it looks like a fucking like lightsaber, and it's just like really bright. And yeah, so yeah, I have a bunch of flashlights for different uses, and I have one on my gun because like I think I'm functioning.
Yeah, that one looks like a lightsaber. Pretty cool.
Yeah, dude, and then it had like a clip or something like that. I was like, this is some nerd shit, dude. Just like
you took it off.
And I took off. Yeah, dude, because it didn't make it look like a lightsaber. And I was just like, without this clip, it really looks like a lightsaber. So let me just go ahead and just use this flashlight. Yeah. That's like literally the only reason I got it. It was just like that. It's like really small. And I'm crazy, dude. I buy like really expensive stuff. For like, I don't know, at least $5,000 on headphones over the years. I think the number changes all the time. I really don't know how much I spent on headphones. I know it's a lot. Dude, you know, dude, like, I feel like it's like every like 6 months I'm just like, look at these new headphones.
Not as often as you used to, but you used to buy headphones like crazy.
Cause like, do you know how hard it was to find like truly, first of all, you know how hard it was to find quality wireless headphones for the longest time? It took like 5 versions of Bluetooth till they were like kind of okay. You know, and then even then, it took like the ones that I think are perfect right now are any of the Apple ones because they're really seamless at connecting back on your phone. And there's no delay when you bring up your little like assistant or whatever, or if you want to make like voice messages or whatever.
Yeah.
There's like almost no delay. Whereas like if I do it for my car, I'm like waiting 15 seconds before it decides that I'm allowed to speak. And then by the time I'm allowed to speak, it's just like, you took too long. I was just like, that wasn't my fault. I was just like, you just took a while. I don't know. It just took a while for it to connect and for you to recognize my voice. And I get really pissed off in the car. So I don't even use Siri in the car. I'm just like, you know what? This is good. I don't have CarPlay or anything like that, but fuck, dude, man. Like, oh, man. I get real pissed off.
Yeah, it's just as bad with CarPlay. Still a little delay, yeah.
Dude, I drive with headphones. I'm just like, dude, I'm not fucking messing with this car stereo bullshit. I'm just gonna fucking drive with headphones. I drive with my little AirPods or I also have those the PowerBeats. Remember how I used to make fun of like the big ass case? Like, dude, that's a big ass case.
Yeah.
It's still a big ass case. Like, I try not to take it with me anywhere. But yeah.
Yeah, shit looks like a huge ass cold piece of coal.
Like a fucking hockey puck that went to Wendy's or some shit, dude. Well, I think, I don't know, I don't really have anything else to say. You got anything?
Not at the top of my head.
I mean, what about the bottom, dude? Like, fuck, you use all sorts
of all sorts of things. Right.
Did you just sit like what's his name? Like Bart Simpson? What am I saying? Did you just sit like upside down on your couch? I would do that. To get the blood flowing in your head.
I've never done that, but I actually heard it was good for you. But you know,
who told you that?
Why? I don't know, or maybe I'm making it up, I'm not sure.
It sounds like you're fucking making it up. That's why I'm calling you out on it. It's just like, that sounds like bullshit. She's like, where? Who the fuck told you that? Isn't it like after if you do it for long enough, don't you like die or something like that?
Oh yeah,
that sounds made up too. Never mind, that sounds like some bullshit.
No, you're not supposed to be upside down for a long time.
I mean, that's how gravity works. You're not supposed to walk on your head. You're not supposed to do handstand either. Or for a long period of time. I'm pretty sure it's cool. The cool factor is there. So what's my outro sound like? So yeah, it's been like a couple of years. We're going to try to do this weekly if we can. I'll try to go ahead and spice things up, have like other people and stuff like that. If you have any topics to go ahead and bring up to me or Brian, we'll talk about anything except butt stuff. Well, maybe butt stuff. I don't know.
You never go ask
if you want us to talk about butt stuff, just let us know that you want us to talk about butt stuff. But it has to be, I have a Twitter account. It's for the Audiosyncratica. It's at UDIOSYNCRATICA. That's also the same spelling for the Instagram. I'll be posting up the new episodes, anything that we're going up on. If you want to listen to us, I don't know how you're listening to us now, first of all, if you haven't found us yet, but if you want to share our show, it's called Audiosyncratica, AUDIOSYNCRATICA. Got the name from Battlestar Galactica. Thought it was really cool. I think I found a slogan for the show. Tell me what you think, Brian. But it's where I like to have, where Audiosyncratica, where we're full of fun, adventure, and untapped potential.
Sounds great.
I'll work on it. Okay. Like, I don't know. It sounded really cool. I said it to somebody. It sounded really cool. The way it sounded in my head. Full of fun, adventure, and untapped potential. It sounds like the end of a song.
If you can create an actual tune with that, that would actually
be doing cool. It right now, Brian. Like, what do you mean? Like, you're interrupting me. Like, dude, that was about to be, fuck, Brian. I don't know, dude. I'll figure this shit out. But yeah, I don't know. I've just been really busy and I've been going through some shit, obviously, because I'm going through therapy and I quit drinking. But I'll figure this shit out, dude. I will. I'll unfuck this shit up, dude. I will unfuck anything, dude. I might fuck some stuff too, dude. Like, I mean, I obviously do that with my mattress. I don't know, dude. But yeah, this has been Audiosyncratica. We'll be recording every Wednesday. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, perfect.
And I'll try to have the episode posted on Friday. So keep a lookout. Thanks, Brian. You have yourself a good week, okay, man?
You too, man. Love you.
Oh, I love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.